The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SMASH. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code SMASH, only on DraftKings. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
All right, Buffalo Bills fans, welcome to Breaking Buffalo Rumblings. Anthony Marino, happy to be here with you once again, talking everything Buffalo Bills. And here we sit, 9-3, following the victory over the Dallas Cowboys, back at New Era Field on Sunday, taking on the Baltimore Ravens. And we'll have plenty of shows coming up this week, really previewing that matchup. Believe in those guys will be coming to you, talking about the matchup against the Ravens on Sunday. Plus, we've got a bit of a preview in Nick and Nolan's show, which dropped on Wednesday. So make sure that you check that out as well. Today, I'm going a little bit off-road here a bit and talking about the 2020 Pro Bowl. And I think it's interesting, right? We talk about the Pro Bowl, and I am a person in the past who has always said, fans should not care about which player gets selected to the Pro Bowl. It's kind of a meaningless game. All of these pieces. Now I find myself in 2020 as I'm kind of changing my tune a little bit with this. And I say it because now you've got a team that is playing some good football, right? Like you could think in the past, thinking to yourself, well, this guy deserves to make the Pro Bowl or that guy. And you can look at those things and you're sort of trying to justify what may be a mediocre season. Now you look at it and say more along the lines, well, this team is playing at a level where a number of these players truly deserve some recognition. And I think you go through with it, right? And you could do an interview in the Bills locker room today, right? And talk to guys like, hey, are you thinking about the Pro Bowl? Of course, they're going to say no. They're focused on the Baltimore Ravens, getting to the playoffs, finishing the regular season, all of these types of things. But I think to any individual, right, to get that recognition that comes from your peers, the coaches, and the fans, getting selected to the Pro Bowl is something that means something to these individuals, right? As someone, whatever field you may be in, whether you're a professional athlete, something in the workplace, a teacher, whatever it may be, getting that type of recognition, there's always something about us as people that you appreciate, right? That recognition that comes with it. And why would these guys be any different? Now, again, I think we can talk about years past where the Bills have had, you know, some mediocre teams. You know, you can look at things and say, okay, why are we caring about the Pro Bowl, right? We just went 6-10, or, you know, our roster's a mess or this and that, you know, but you look through some of these pieces now as the team sits there at 9-3, fans are as excited as they ever could be. You know, I think you can look at it, and when, you know, the NFL releases their Pro Bowl voting to date, right, and they're just who are the leaders in each category, no Buffalo Bills at the top of that list. And I don't say that to criticize Bills fans in any way, shape, or form, but I think as we go through with things, right, and you'll see, you know, we get all riled up over who's the best fan base voting on one website or what's the play of the year on another. You know, here's one of those pieces where you talk about showing appreciation for your team that I think as the Pro Bowl voting continues, it would be great to see Bills fans kind of get behind a few of these guys and do a bit more. And again, you might still be sitting there thinking to yourself, the Pro Bowl doesn't matter. Like, why does that so many guys end up skipping it because they finish in the playoffs late or they're in the Super Bowl or this or that or all of these things? But I do think as you talk about free agency, right? So now we head into 2020 free agency. The Bills going to have somewhere in the range of $80 to $90 million and cap space to play with. Now, again, we know there could be extensions. Things could change with this with some of the guys that are on the roster. But with that said, I think when you are recruiting free agents, right, and you are looking to bring them to a market like Buffalo that is not a Los Angeles or New York or Chicago or pieces like that, what are some of the questions the guys might have, right? Am I going to get recognized for the work that I do? And I think for what Sean McDermott, Brandon Bean, this team, what they are building, as guys start to get more recognition for what they're doing, I could see Buffalo becoming a more attractive destination for free agents. And I'm not saying that someone's just going to sit there and be like, oh, shoot, the Bills got six Pro Bowlers. Like, I'm definitely signing there. I'm just talking about it as one piece to the puzzle that goes in with a lot of different pieces. But, you know, we've heard the narrative before. We've seen the talk, we've seen the articles, the interviews in the past, right? And it is one of those pieces where I think this can be a small piece to that puzzle. And now, honestly, right, we've got a year where there are plenty of guys that are deserving of getting a Pro Bowl nod. Now, I think you look to some of the years past, right? Even I was a bit surprised. Hey, maybe there's more guys that were going to the Pro Bowl than I thought. I'll run through some of that before we get into the current guys on the roster that I think could be worthy of a spot in the Pro Bowl. But in 2019, just one representative in Kyle Williams, obviously the swan song for him as he was retiring at the end of the season. No Pro Bowlers for the Bills in 2018, the 2018 Pro Bowl. So it's kind of funny as you look at that, you know, year that the Bills actually went 9-7, ended the drought, went to the playoffs. Nobody making the Pro Bowl at that time. In 2017, three guys, Micah Hyde, LeSean McCoy, and Richie Incognito. In 2016, Tyrod Taylor is an alternate, LeSean McCoy, Eric Wood, and Richie Incognito. In 2015, Kyle Williams, Mario Williams, and Marcel Darius. And, you know, it's funny, you kind of look back, right, because you're thinking historically, and as I'm going through the list, you look back to those early 90 teams. So it was in 1991, and I think many of you maybe have seen this picture. It's resurfaced online here and there. The Bills had 10 guys in the Pro Bowl. Kent Hall, Bruce Smith, Thurman Thomas, Daryl Taley, Andre Reed, Cornelius Bennett, Steve Tasker, Shane Conlon, Jim Kelly, and Will Wolford. And you think back, right, why so many fans reminisce about this time as being a fan so fondly. And you look back at a list of 10 guys from the Bills being named to the Pro Bowl in 1991. It really is amazing because, you know, again, we romanticize about this group a lot. We talk about this group a lot. And you think back to yourself, to have 10 guys going to the Pro Bowl, I mean, in essence, that is like almost half of your starters being selected to participate in the Pro Bowl. And for the Bills, right? Like, not that we're getting ahead of ourselves. There's still plenty of season left. Don't shout at your phone or your radio or however it is that you're listening to this podcast today, right? But with so much of it, I just think as you talk about building this team, it's not putting too much importance on it. But now for this team to be playing at a high level, for so many of these guys to be playing at a high level, I think there are some deserving individuals. And I think as fans, the part that we can do, when it represents one third of the voting, is to get out there to vote for these guys online as best as you can, whether it's through Twitter, whether it's through the NFL.com site. Again, to get some of that piece. I imagine a good number of these players will get the recognition from their peers, from the opposing coaches. But as fans, everyone's got to do their part as well. Now, I was putting together a list, right? And I think as you take a look at it, there's a decent number of names here. I've got 8 on the list right now that would not surprise me if they were to make the Pro Bowl. Now, I say this, I'm not scouting all 32 teams, right? I'm not looking at everything and thinking to myself, you know, well, how does he stack up against this guy or that guy? You know, for me and many of us, that would be impossible, right? You don't want to be just a box score scout through any of those things. But you listen to some of the national pundits that actually follow the Bills and talk about these pieces, you know, a Brian Baldinger, a Kyle Brandt that, you know, we've seen spending time talking about the Buffalo Bills and other teams as well. And I think, again, as you go through this list, if any of these names were to pop up of being selected to the Pro Bowl, you probably wouldn't be too surprised. You might have others on the list. Make sure you drop them in the comments at BuffaloRumblings.com. You can hit me up on Twitter at Anth Marino, whatever it may be. But as we go through with it, right, I think you might have some difference of opinions. Right now on my list, I've got 8 guys that it would not surprise me. Again, I'm not saying 8 guys is a lock to make the Pro Bowl, not saying that in any way, shape, or form. But if when the rosters were announced, if these guys were, you know, were named as Pro Bowlers or even as alternates or whatever it may be, again, to me, I think it would be well-deserved, at least what we've seen through 12 games so far this season. First up on the list, and we've argued he's probably been the most valuable player for the team, at least for the defense, right? And I know the narrative has changed a little bit with Josh Allen over these past 3 weeks as he's played really well, and we talked about that earlier in the week on the podcast. But is Tre'Davious White, the cornerback for the Bills, I mean, shadowing the other team's best wide receiver at all times, for the most part, right, has become that shutdown corner, forcing turnovers, got a sack on the season. You know, just you look at Trey White, I think he has really started to garner that national attention that that he is so well deserved, probably the most deserving Pro Bowler that if he did not make the roster would be the biggest surprise, and I guess you would consider as a snub. But that is someone at the top of the list for me right now at this time. The other is John Brown, right? The wide receiver, the leading receiver in yards in the AFC. And John Brown and everything that he has meant to this Bills offense, you finally see him becoming a full wide receiver. And he's talked about, you know, him coming to Buffalo, not just being a deep threat, not, you know, kind of that one trick pony, but showing that he can run all of the routes and really establishing himself as the top wideout for Josh Allen. And right now at this time, he's projected to be somewhere around 85 catches on the season, somewhere around 1,200 yards. You know, you look at this, and that is a guy that is, again, he has provided that missing link to this Bills offense. You think back to what the receiving core was a year ago. Oh, my God, it just makes you cringe. But, you know, John Brown, he is not one of those thump-your-chest type of wide receivers. You know, for him, he has just been a consummate professional. Again, that go-to target for Josh Allen. So I think for him to be on the list, he's got to be in contention for it. But we know, right, the wide receiver, there's a lot of competition that comes within that position, so it will be interesting to see. Two others on the list, Micah Hyde, Jordan Poyer. You know, you kind of have to put them both in the same sentence, the dynamic duo at safety for the Bills. These guys continue to play at a high level, really to be, I don't want to say the backbone of the Bills defense, right? Because it is a talented group, but these guys are so integral to what the team does. You'd think they'd have to be in consideration this year. You would hate to say you're picking one over the other. I think it would be great to see, you know, during the Pro Bowl, those guys to be at strong and free safety together on the field at some time because they do work so well together. Defensive tackle Jordan Phillips will probably be in the discussion based on the fact that he has 7 sacks already. You know, when you talk about the guys that do the all 22, they might talk, you know, not so fondly about how he does against the run defense or some of the inconsistencies, but those sack numbers, you just can't look past. And Jordan Phillips, he has definitely been campaigning to get that recognition on Twitter. I think fans have really taken to him. He's always looking to fire up the Buffalo Bills fans, whether it's at New Era Field or on the road. So that is someone I think is definitely in contention. Matt Milano at linebacker, I put him a little bit above Tremaine Edmonds at this point just because of, you know, Edmonds, sometimes it's the consistency that we'll see these little lapses here and there. Milano, I think right now, has been the best linebacker for the Bills, so I've got him on the list. Mitch Morris along the offensive line, right, as the center. Sometimes the recognition for being the highest paid in the league, you know, you get a little bit of a more name recognition maybe than others would. But I think we can look back at how poor the play was at that position in 2018. Mitch Morris really just being the centerpiece along the offensive line, and really the team just, you know, you've seen the offense make some great improvement this year. So he's on the list. Finally for me, and a guy that I do feel like should probably make the Pro Bowl as well, Andre Roberts is a return specialist. Number 2 in the league right now, I believe, at the time of recording. You know, and with that, just here's a guy, he's been a Pro Bowler before, he's been an All-Pro before. We have seen him flip the field for the Buffalo Bills on occasion, and just someone that would not surprise me if he were to make the Pro Bowl in 2020. Now, again, right, I mean, here we are. It's the beginning of December. Still plenty of regular season games to play. I don't want to make it sound like we're looking too far ahead of ourselves when it comes to Pro Bowl voting. But I think as you do look at this roster, and again, right, you talk about other guys I didn't even mention, not bringing up a Quentin Spain, who's played very well along the offensive line, Tremaine Edmonds, and, you know, and sometimes things get a little wonky too when you think about the quarterback position. I mean, good gosh, could Josh Allen with a strong finish actually sneak his way into the Pro Bowl or potentially serve as an alternate in some way, shape, or form? So it is an interesting piece of discussion. I think for many fans, again, I've talked about before, we've seen folks rally around some of this online voting to be recognized as the top fan base, or here's the top play of the season, or here's the top this. Would just love to see fans really rally around the Pro Bowl vote, really put that same kind of energy and intensity into it and show some of the love for these guys, because I think they truly do deserve it. And it'll be interesting to see what the final picks will be for the Pro Bowl in 2020. So with that being said, I always have to remind you, make sure you hit that subscribe button no matter where you get your podcast, right? The Buffalo Rumblings podcast channel is available across numerous platforms. So you can get Breaking Buffalo Rumblings, The Nick and Nolan Show, The Mafia Mavens. You can listen to Believe, Buffalo Rumblings Q&A, Blitz Bills, Circling the Wagons. We've really got you covered. Love the diversity that we've got on our shows right now, and we've got different voices for you throughout the week. We hope that you enjoyed as well. So make sure you hit that subscribe button. You can leave a review wherever you get your podcasts. Again, we always appreciate that because it helps other Buffalo Bills fans find shows like this so we can share with them and interact and talk about some of our favorite players and, of course, our favorite team. So as always, I appreciate you guys tuning in to Breaking Buffalo Rumblings. I'm going to head out. And as always, go Bills.